Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have not been much of a purveyor over the years of reality television. And it's strange because I know a lot of famous people. I know a lot of people in the sports world. I've not known a ton of people that have ever, I've not known anybody that has actually participated in one of these reality shows until tonight. You're going to want to watch Spouse House on TLC, and you will fall in love with Dr. Missy. I've known her for years, and I'm shocked she's doing a reality show. So this might be a little minor intervention as she joins me here on the John Kincaid Show. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Hi, guys.
I cannot believe you're doing a reality show. How did this happen?
It's crazy. I mean, I'm probably the last one you would think that would do it.
Yes.
But it was an experiment, actually, and I was excited that it came into my lap, if you will, and
right.
I just decided to go for it. It was a crazy situation.
Now, tell me a little bit about, now, Missy has worked in professional sports for a long time, so set this up for people. I've known you through the NHL. So
yep.
You've worked around professional sports. You've worked around guys your whole life. First of all, tell us a little bit about that,
yeah.
Your practice, and then how it is working amongst professional athletes for your career.
So, yeah, I've worked in the NHL for 18 years. And out of those 15 years, I was a chiropractor. So I kind of did a little bit of both, working for the team with a little bit of teaching kids how to play hockey and developing the youth game in the Atlanta
right.
area. And then when I became a chiropractor, I just wanted to specialize in sports injuries. So I chose hockey, and it was awesome. I mean, I had big brothers around me at all times, but it did put a little bit of a strain on my dating life. So
I can imagine. I can imagine. And plus, I do know that over the years, you probably had to draw a line between
100%.
Athletes that found you a very attractive lady, but you had to be professional. So how'd you do that?
Thank you. It just never really came up. I mean, I wasn't really hit on. I think right away the boys took me very professional, and I took my job professional. And, you know, you saw me at work.
Yes.
I wore a tracksuit, a hat down real low. Like, I wasn't wearing makeup to work. I wasn't flaunting stuff. I mean, you'll see on the show, I wear a little lower cut dresses, and I may or may not say a few vulgar things, but ultimately I was professional at the workplace.
Now, to the Spouse House is tonight on TLC, so everybody can go
yep.
set their DVRs and check this out. Now, this is going to be different. Now, at a few casino nights and a few things I have
yes.
seen, I have seen Missy a little more done up, and it was funny
that.
Because you always did come to work or come to games dressed down. You
yeah,
always did.
For sure. Hat
and
down
that,
real low. You wouldn't know there was a lot of hair on it underneath there. I mean, I loved when I wore a pair of jeans. The boys would be like, Miss, what do you got a date tonight? I just like laugh.
Yes.
I'm like, hey, I'm just in jeans.
I'm just allowed to wear jeans. You are also
yeah.
a triplet.
I am.
Which,
one of three.
Which is incredible
so
because not many people know triplets either.
Yeah, it was a big deal in the 70s. I mean, 1977, it was a big deal. You know, I mean, people weren't having triplets. I think a little bit different nowadays. I mean, twins and triplets are a big thing with fertility
sure.
drugs and things like that. But, you know, my sisters were my best friends, and they're along this path. You'll hear about them in my journey, if you will, to find love. You know, I had men in my life for a companion, just as buddies, and I had my sisters for girl time, and you know, I woke up happy every day, so I didn't think that something was missing in my life. And again, that's part of my journey you'll see on starting tonight on TLC, but I got to a point last year where I realized, like, I'm ready. I'm ready for
right.
for someone to come into my life, if there was meant to be. I was never heartbroken over it, and but I put it out in the universe. I said, if someone is meant to come into my life, bring them now. And randomly, I got on the show within within a couple weeks.
Okay, now here's what's shocking is a lot of people, I'm sure, a lot of your friends have said to you, I would never have thought you'd do something like this. So it's out of the box, which I like. But the question is this. Do you really think that even just existential, I don't want you to give anything of the show away.
Yep.
Do you really think this is the forum to find a long-term love, a long-time relationship?
Well, you know, I've always been a fan of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. I love that.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously, the numbers aren't in their favor. But I do think that a little bit differently in this house, there was 14 people, seven men, seven women, and all of them came there with the idea that they wanted to get married, or at least I thought that everyone was there for the right reasons. And I truly believe that everyone was. Now looking at it, they were all from the Chicagoland area. Everyone had a great personality. There was no, you know, major drama going on. You'll wait and see on some of that, how that pulls out. But it was just great people truly waiting to find love. So maybe walking into it, I didn't know, and I was very open-minded. You know, I'm a very positive person, and I just thought, you know what? This could be 2 weeks of my life. This could be 6 weeks of my life, or this could be 8 weeks of my life. And you know what? At the end of the day, what is the worst-case scenario? I come out alone, which I was already there, and I was happy in it, or I come out with the love of my life.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to fall in love with you. I guess I got to tell you that because you are
you
are one of the most positive people I've ever known. So I think that's great. You always have a smile on your face and everything. But I got to realize you got a lot of big brothers out there in the sports world once we watch the episodes, you're going to be getting text messages. You're going to be getting scolded. Maybe you're going to be and not to mention what your sisters and your mom are going to do to you.
There's a clip on line right now with me on a date with Jimmy, and it's pretty funny. I've already gotten about 20 to 30 text messages that keep his hands off you, and I'm like, this is just the beginning, guys.
It's going to be great. Miss, we'll be watching tonight, Spouse House on TLC.
Thanks,
so everybody can set it, and I love you, and I wish you all the best.
I love you, and let's stay updated, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll keep you in touch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.